Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to today's episode. I'm kind of like on a roll at the moment with creating my episodes. So whenever they're like kind of coming out of my, I guess, like I can feel an episode coming on, and when I'm like, oh my God, I need to get this episode out, I'm like, all right, let's just do this because there's just this stuff that needs to come out today. And so I need to share this with you babes. So yeah, I'm really excited because I've had just so many shifts and breakthroughs in the last few weeks and months and everything. It's just been so amazing. So I just really want to share this with you girls on your own manifestation journey, just so that if anything can help you as well, then of course, like, I'm hoping that anything, any of my wisdom or insights or things that I'm learning along the way can help you babes as well. Because also I notice as I'm also expanding and learning in different areas of manifestation, I'm also reminded of things that I shifted with my weight loss manifestation. And then because I've experienced manifestation in that area, I'm lucky enough to be able to tie it in together and go, oh, that makes sense because that's what I did with my weight. And so I'm hoping that also you can have instances where you can tie it in. And that's what today's episode is really about, is to try and, like I said, is to be able to apply law of attraction to everyday life. And like I tend to do so for you with weight loss, because that's been the biggest experience for me where I've gone, holy shit, like I've completely changed my reality by turning inwards and basically deciding that I didn't want to be a chronic dieter anymore, and that I could and I was capable of maintaining a naturally slim figure, because I saw girls that were naturally slim and it was easy for them and they weren't destructive and struggling so much around food like I was. And because I saw that, I decided that it was possible for me too. So anyway, let's talk about manifestation, right? Because that's really what this whole thing is about. All of us as a collective, if you're here, you're here because you're into manifestation, you're into law of attraction, laws of the universe. That's why you're here, right? You know that there's a bigger picture when it comes to your reality. You understand that there's more to it than this limiting idea that some people have about life just happening and that we have no control over it, right? You're here because you want to expand in the sense that you want to know that there's, that you have control, that you can create and change your reality, right? And so that's why you're here. So let's first talk about manifestation, right? Because manifestation is pretty much something that we're all doing at all times, right? Our reality is a product of our inner world. So it's not like you're choosing to manifest one day and the next day you're not. Like, you're always manifesting, right? So the whole thing is staying conscious and aware of what you're what's going on through your brain is pretty much gonna be the biggest, I would say for myself, is the biggest challenge sometimes, is that awareness and being able to distance yourself from yourself. Really, I know that sounds weird, but I mean, if you get what I'm saying, I'm hoping that makes sense. Like, you distance yourself from yourself and you're looking and you're going, what is going on in this brain of mine? And looking at it from that perspective and going, right, what do I need to shift in order to get the outcome that I want? But anyway, what I'm trying to say in terms of manifestation is what helped me a lot recently, because recently I've had lots of things kind of lining up. And what's happening is I was lucky enough to have sessions with Manifestation Babe, so Catherine Zenkina. And I shouldn't say lucky, because I kind of, you know, I knew that I was going to go on that retreat. I knew that it was all going to line up, and it did. And so, you know, I've been a bit of a manifester all my life when I look back. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. What I'm trying to say is that I had these sessions with Catherine Zenkina, and during those sessions, I was still getting my head around the manifestation process with certain things, because like I said in a previous episode, I was like, I get the mind-body connection. So it was so obvious for me, because remember, you're going to be able to manifest what you believe you can manifest, right? So if you don't believe that you can get weight loss by shifting your thoughts, like, it's not going to work. But for me, because I spent so much time, like I've mentioned before, uni studying the body and stuff, for me, the mind-body connection, and I've read so many books with psychology, it just happened, and it made sense, and it became this new belief that I could control what I was doing. And then I started seeing evidence of it as well. So then I was like, wow, okay. So when I shift this, this happens. But basically with my sessions with Catherine, like, I started to ask myself, like, how am I going about this manifestation process? And like, I'm sure some of you might be listening to her stuff, and you know, you start small and start manifesting small. And I've had other law of attraction coaches as well in the past, and some of them, you know, have said, you know, manifest a feather, try and just start with something that hasn't got a lot of resistance around it, because if there's less resistance, it's going to come into your presence much quicker. And I think I talked about the episode previously about the Lindt chocolate balls, and then how, I don't think I've mentioned this to you, but I did manifest a feather when I was working with a law of attraction coach around relationships, which is, I'll just give her a shout out, Gianna Rackham. She's awesome. I think she's under the name Gianna Lightworker, Gianna and Genevieve, the twins, they call themselves the Lightworker twins on YouTube. But anyway, so I was working with Gianna, and she was like, you know, try and manifest a feather. And so that was really easy. Actually, my dog, Bella, that you usually hear barking on this podcast, she's the one that actually brought the feather to me, which was amazing. So I manifested a feather quite easily. And I also set the challenge of manifesting flowers. And that was like a super quick manifestation. I got flowers like within a few hours, actually, after deciding that I was going to get flowers. So there's certain things with manifestation where I'm like, wow, it shows up so quickly. Like, I can manifest things so quickly sometimes. And it really just depends on the amount of resistance around it. And like with my weight loss manifestation, like I said, I saw these women who were living life the way that I wanted to around food and their weight. And I decided that I could have that. And then slowly I was presented with the information that I needed in order to achieve that. And then out of that also, I've now decided that other people need to know this information because it wasn't readily available to me. Anyway, so with my coaching with Catherine Zankina, since then and since the words that she's been, like things that she said, because often like when you get coaching, it's in the weeks and months afterwards that it's still taking effect, like that person has still had an influence on you, or certain things that they've said are now popping into your consciousness and you're starting to go, oh yeah, that's what they were talking about, you know. And so I'm still having that after effect of, I mean, lots of different people that I've worked with, lots of the courses and the coaching that I've been doing, because it all just starts integrating together. And because I repeat on a daily basis, I'm constantly trying to learn and grow. So I'm rapidly progressing. Anyway, so basically what I started to realize is, because I was asking for my subconscious to show me more evidence of what I've manifested. And then of course, when you start asking questions, you start getting the answers, like eventually. And so I started to realize that my whole life I've been manifesting. And then I realized that every time I've set a goal, I've achieved it. Everything I've ever asked for, I've always gotten it. And how is that? And I'm lucky enough that my parents have been into lots of spiritual things. They were they did Reiki training when I was a teenager, and they were always like constantly learning and growing as well, going to lots of seminars, and they were always playing motivational things in the background. So I think that I've been lucky enough to have law of attraction and manifestation taught to me from a young age indirectly through different teachers that they were listening to as well. But different topics, you know what I mean? There's so many different areas in which you can learn it. And sometimes it's indirectly, like sometimes it's not somebody saying, like I've said before, that they're talking about the law of attraction, but it's indirectly, it's still the same message. The message is still the same. And so I see that now. But anyway, I've always kind of gone and seen that I have this equal kind of potential, and that I can achieve things. Of course, like I've had limitations in what I believe I could do. And that's, again, come from the childhood conditioning. But at the end of the day, we're all of us are manifestors. We've all been manifesting our whole life. And so it was interesting today, because I had one of my dental nurses, I was having a conversation with her about manifestation, because I'm just spreading the word. I'm just telling everybody, like, seriously, you need to consider your mindset. Like, I'm so passionate about this. like, you just need to look at your inner world. Like, what the hell is going on in there? Anyway, so I was having a chat to her, and she said something that was interesting about, like, the fact that somebody in her family, I can't remember what she said, but somebody that she knows, she's like, feels like they always get everything handed to them on a silver platter. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, explain more. She was like, well, they're always going on holidays, and I feel like every time I want to go on a holiday, something else comes up. Like, my car breaks down, or there's a car payment or something like that. And I said to her, I said, but why does she get everything handed on a silver platter? And she was like, I don't know. And I was like, would you consider that it's your mindset? It's not that she's lucky or anything like that. It's just that your mindset, you've got some resistance around receiving a holiday, like about the fact that you're allowed to have a holiday. Like, there has to be something going on there. And anyway, like, I was trying to explain manifestation to her, and I was like, well, you know, you have a home. I'm like, how did you get your home? Like, how did you get your home? And she's like, well, you know, we decided to get a rental, and And I'm like, yeah. So like you made a decision. You made a decision. You're like, I want a house. I need a place to live. I want a house. So that's basically the first step. You establish the decision that you want something, right? And then because you really need a place to live and all you have to do is look up on Google and be like, real estate, what am I going to rent? What are these rental properties in my price range? It's all realistic. Like in your brain, you're like, yeah, this is normal. I'm just looking for a place to live. And in your awareness, like there's not a lot of resistance around you finding a place to live usually. I mean, yes, there can be things that crop up, but eventually you find a place to live, right? What is going on in between there? What are the thought patterns? Are you like, yes, I know that I'm going to get the right place. Like I listen to people's language, even people who aren't into the manifestation world, you start listening to their language and you'll notice, like I said previously as well, at the dinner table one time, we were talking about my sister getting her property and it was like the right place will come. You know, you've got to just trust. And especially too, like if perhaps, you know, with the whole being brought up with Christianity and believing in God and believing that and having faith that the right, whatever's meant to happen will happen, right? And a lot of people have these beliefs even without really, really consciously deciding to be a conscious manifester and really get into it like I am and how a lot of other people are. But even, you know, I have people I come across all the time who are like, who have these beliefs and these sayings that are like, whatever's meant to happen, happens. Everything happens for a reason. And it's all of this stuff, all of these sayings that at the end of the day, what that saying is doing, like everything happens for a reason and blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's putting your faith in the universe, basically. You're saying that there's a part of me that's going to let go and just trust. And so there would have been that aspect in getting the home, right? In getting her rental. But then in the things that she's not getting, because then she asked me, so then what about somebody who doesn't get the home, who doesn't get a place to live? And it's like, well, you know, whatever's going on in their inner world is the result, like that's what they're getting. The outcome is not getting a home. It's like if you didn't believe that you had enough money, you couldn't support that living there, or there's a bajillion things like that could be causing that person not to get what they want. And it's all about awareness and figuring all that out. But at the end of the day, like you've been manifesting up until this very point, every single day you're manifesting. And if you want to get an insight into, I guess, proof that you've been able to do it before, start looking in your past. Ask yourself those questions like, what have I done in the past to get what I wanted? For example, I asked for a red brick and cream home. What am I living in right now? A red brick and cream home. Like I manifested what I wanted because I asked for it. I believed that I could have it. Like there's red bricks and red brick homes everywhere. Like obviously it's possible. But at the same time, I wasn't putting so much demand on it. Like, if I don't get a red brick cream home, I'm not going to survive. You know, I wasn't like that. It was just, I was really just loose about it and going, I trust that God will bring me the right home for me. And that's how I've always been. That's how I've been taught from a young age to just let go like that and be like, the right thing will come. Everything lines up for me. And that's been my mindset that allows me to let go to a certain extent, to just go, I trust, I'm supported. And that it's that belief in the universe where there's a part of you that has faith and just lets go like that. That is what allows me, I think, in even my whole life, that I was able to you know, quit my job and then get into uni, and then everything, even then, like I said in the past, it's always lined up. Everything I've always wanted has always lined up. The university, the houses that I've lived in, the housemates that I've had that I talked about in previous episodes as well, and even the house I'm in today and the jobs that I've gotten in the past, and everything has always worked out the way that I've wanted to the extent that, like, if I've decided that I was going to get into uni, I got into uni. If I decided I was going to get a job at a certain dental practice, I got the job, kind of thing. And so I asked myself, like, all of this is manifestation. Like, I've already been doing it. And so for you to kind of see manifestation as not this skewed thing that's really hard to do, and it's like, oh my God, how do I do all these processes? It's really complicated. Start to look at what you've already done. Like, your life at the moment is a result of your thoughts. So what have you been doing? Like, where can you look at stuff that you succeeded in? I mean, don't get caught up in what's not worked out, because I can get caught up in what's not worked out too. Of course I can. I can be like, oh, but this has gone wrong and this has gone wrong. No, but I'm focusing on what has worked in order for my brain to go, oh yeah, you did that. And because I'm focusing on what has worked, I'm then building up this reserve of confidence that, oh yeah, you can do it. See, you've done that. So why can't you do this then? And it's that little bit of expansion, the way you're starting and you're just taking these little baby steps and you're like, okay, I'm expanding, good for me. And that's where you can do that too. You can look back at something that you have achieved and start to just and put a lot of focus on how amazing that is. Be like, cool, this is amazing. Look at what I achieved. And like, exaggerate these feelings of, yes, I'm successful because I did that. Therefore, I can do this too. And that's how you kind of like start to expand a little bit on with your emotions and with your confidence and ability to manifest things. Because that's really part of it too, is the belief that you're capable of achieving an outcome. The thing also is that when we're trying to manifest something, like, for example, a house, like how I'm manifesting this house, it's not so much, I think it's easier in the sense to get your head around certain things. Say, for example, if you're legit trying to get something that seems really in like believable to you, in the sense that you're not having to expand in order to try and manifest it, like you're saying, right, it's in my budget, of course it's going to happen, you know. But say, for example, with weight loss or with even building a business, it's more personal. Like, it's more about you and your abilities rather than, well, I'm just looking for a house and it will come up, like the real estate agent will organize it and everything's going to line up. You know, I think there's a difference with manifestations such as like manifesting an object and saying, right, I want this house or I want this particular car. I mean, yes, if we're talking about the sums of money to manifest in order to get those things, then yeah, okay, that's probably to do with your abilities. But it's interesting when manifestation is about it becoming personal. And I think that's one of the biggest things that happens with weight loss, as well as other things, is that it becomes about you and your abilities. And then, of course, what happens is we have so many, like, areas of ourselves that are like self-doubt and parts of ourselves where we don't believe we're capable. Like, for example, with weight loss, there's going to be these stories like, I have a slow metabolism, I have poor willpower, I don't have enough time, or whatever comes up for you. And then of course, like even with other things, like even in your career or in business or whatever it is that you do, it might be I'm not smart enough, I'm not outgoing enough, I'm introverted, or I'm shy, or I'm missing something, you know. And these are the things that come up that are then it's not as easy to just say, yeah, I'm going to manifest a red brick cream home, because now it's about me, it's about my abilities, and am I lacking? I don't believe I'm capable of losing weight because of this. I don't believe I'm capable of having my own business because of this. And then it becomes these things come up that then don't make it that easy to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to manifest this thing. Right? And then that's where you have to do the biggest amount of work. That's where you're going to grow the most. And that's the beautiful thing about, for example, having been through my eating issues and my dieting and my weight stuff, is that I grew from that. I had to assess those limiting beliefs about myself and my abilities. And that stuff still helps me to this day. It still helps me. I have grown as a person so much from that. That inner work, that stuff that you do on yourself, and it's all about shifting your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, like it's incredible. It's like magical work that you can change yourself. You can change your whole identity in a way. And so, yeah, that's the thing with manifestation. The thing that I notice the most, and that's what I keep on saying, is that this awareness that you have to have. And it's the awareness, because emotions are really a big attractor. And it's the relationship that you have to the thing that you're trying to attract. For example, with weight loss, it's really got to do with your relationship to food and your weight. And it's what that means by relationship, is that relationship means the emotions that you elicit around that thing. So for example, money, whether or not you're going to have a money, like an abundance, is got to do with your emotions around money. And it's a feeling that you get. So when you go to pay for the groceries, do you tighten up? Is it a feeling of anxiety and scarcity? You know, and these are the things that you've got to be aware of and shift. And it's the same thing around food. And that's why the whole food and money thing, I'm just so fascinated with the two, because they're so similar. They're so freaking similar. And it's really that feeling, like I said, of whatever, like when you're around certain foods that are against your dieting mentality and you tighten up, that is instantly a mindset and a feeling that's not going to help you manifest weight loss. And so I get that around money too. Like, it makes so much sense to me, because I'm like, okay, I get it. So when I'm paying a bill and I'm feeling tight and anxiety about it, or perhaps even resentment or anger, it's the same shit that I was having with my food issues. I've got to shift the emotions around that thing. It's the relationship to that thing. And so, like, that just makes so much sense to me. But how do we shift emotions? And it's all to do with our thoughts. It's like, by the time you have awareness of what your emotions are, majority of the time, it's like too far gone. You've got to get yourself up into a place where you're in prevention rather than damage control. Because damage control of emotions, when you're really down on the lower end of the emotional scale, like there's you've got to just allow yourself to feel through it, because you're already in the depths of it. Whereas prevention is always the best. If you can prevent yourself from getting there by being super aware, that's the real challenge, is the awareness of the thoughts before you get down. And that's what manifestation is all about. It's the awareness of your thoughts and choosing to pick the one, like choosing to go, it's pretty much like I got to catch that thought. And it's actually like, wow, where, what, hang on, that thought can just fly by so quickly. And if you're not paying attention and those thoughts start building up, it's like you literally need to stop everything you're doing and go, catch that thought. What was that? What was that? And then I'd be like, wow, that is not what I want to manifest. So let's assess this. And then you assess it and then you choose something different. And that's what it is. It's just that the thing is we get caught up in how quickly it's going to happen. And it's like, but it can take such a long time for you to get awareness of these things that have been repressed for so long. For example, around food and your weight. Like that's why we create courses and there's books and et cetera, et cetera. You want a money course? There's money courses. Why do you buy a money course? So that you can start to uncover some of the repressed shit that you have around money. Because you might be like, okay, so I'm thinking positive all the time, but hey, there's all this shit in your past that's on autopilot, and you need to bring that up. And actually in the bringing up of the repressed stuff, you start to feel worse before you feel better. But that's how you shift as a person, is to bring that shit up from your past. And then once you're past that phase of being kind of within it all and it's really hard, then you're like, wow, I'm so free now. Wow. So it's worth it. It's worth the work. But you have to go, like, that's why you buy a course. That's why I created weight loss courses, because I understand what your repressed stuff is going to be. I know, because I had to bring that up. There was stuff that I had to bring up and bring into my awareness and shift around my thoughts and feelings and belief, my relationship to food and my weight. And so that's really how I see manifestation as a whole. But yeah, like, I guess the whole point I wanted to make is that it's helpful to look at the things that you've manifested in the past. I mean just think of a time when you've wanted something and you've gotten it, and think about how you went about that process in such a way where you're like, okay, I get to do this. Like, I'm capable of doing this. And then you're making these new connections in your brain. So you're connecting success with the word manifestation. And that's the point I'm trying to make, is to not see this whole idea of manifestation as something that you're not capable of doing, or something that is this foreign concept that you have no idea how to do. And what I'm trying to do by this podcast episode is to try and give you a few baby steps of confidence whereby you're able to connect the word manifestation with the word confidence, and the feelings associate with each other, and go, oh yeah, I get that. I know how to do that. Because those connections in your brain are what's going to matter the most in, you know, over time when you're repeating these associations, because our thought patterns are constantly on replay. You'll notice if you pay attention to your thoughts that as soon as you think a thought, there's other thoughts that follow on afterwards. And they generally tend to be thoughts of similar nature. That's how we are. And thoughts connect to each other. So you can create a new thought pattern. What that means is if you're saying A and then you start thinking of B and then you'll think of C, but instead you should be thinking of J, L, M, N, O, P. I'm reciting the alphabet, but what I'm trying to say is that you just need to rearrange the pattern. And then once you've rearranged the pattern, everything repeats. Your thought patterns are on repeat. That's the job of our brain. Like, our brain is just like a cassette that you pop into a player and you press play. Like, put the CD in and press play. It's on autopilot constantly. So you just have to rewrite it by rewriting the patterns. So instead of saying, shit, like, I can't lose weight, Oh, yeah, that's because I've got a slow metabolism. You go, oh, shit, I want to lose weight. Oh, yeah, and I'm capable of doing that because I know it's possible. So you rewrite it. And then when you're pressing play on each day, you've got a new story or a new CD that's popped into your brain every day. Anyway, I hope that makes sense because that's kind of what I did with weight loss, yeah? I had to change the stuff that was going on in my head in order to create the reality that I wanted around my weight. And it's the same thing with every other thing that you want to manifest. And it's about being aware and rearranging your thought patterns and consciously taking yourself away and looking at yourself as an observer and saying, what the shit? What's going on here? Like, what am I doing? What am I thinking? What's going on each day? What's the new tape I need to pop in? And that's it. And you can do that. Like, everybody can do that. And it takes time and you have to put in that daily effort. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and check out, I've got some links in the show notes of some of my courses. I've also got, if you've been following me on Instagram, so you should follow me at No Diet Babe because I've been putting up like lots of content and also in my stories as well, I've got some like journaling prompts and etc. just to try and help you work out your stuff around your weight loss, because I'm really, really passionate about helping you with that. And also, if you sign up for my freebies, I've got some really good trainings around weight loss and around working on your emotions around your weight, because I just know that it's that deep inner work that's going to result in you getting to your goal weight and actually staying there and not having to be that person that has to diet and yo-yo up and down in weight, which is what I'm so, so, so super passionate about getting you to that point, because I just know how freaking amazing it is to get to that place. So anyway, babes, enjoy the rest of your week and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.